Weather conditions across the Midwest this week will be favorably mixed, with rain and sunshine expected. There will be some disruption to farming activity, but enough sunshine and some warm weather periodically that fieldwork will advance around the precipitation. Early this morning, we saw rain occur from southeastern Missouri through the heart of Illinois into western portions of Michigan. Temperatures rather warm this morning, still in the 60s across the eastern half of the Midwest. Temperatures in the west are in the upper 40s and 50s. We do have a clearing trend occurring in the west, while the eastern areas are seeing either an increase in cloudiness or have cloud cover rather common. We do anticipate this frontal system is responsible for the precipitation to work its way further to the east as we go through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. Most of the precipitation is going to be varied across the region, running primarily in the range of a tenth to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, but there will be some heavier rain resulting from some strong thunderstorms that will be impacting a part of the region. Now, most of these stronger storms will occur along the frontal boundary itself and will align themselves mostly through the eastern Midwest as we go through the late morning. The front itself will advance rather swiftly. By the time we get to this evening, we'll likely see most of the precipitation in Ohio and southeastern Indiana, parts of Kentucky. Everybody else should be relatively dry already by that point in time. No precipitation will occur across the region tonight or tomorrow. We'll look for the next disturbance beginning to push into the western Corn Belt as we get into the day on Wednesday. And from Wednesday night into Friday of this week, we'll see the next frontal system advance from west to east across the Midwest. We may see a little bit of rain still lingering in eastern areas on Saturday. The moisture totals associated with this frontal system will also run in a 2/10 to 3/4 inch range. There will be a few locations that could get something greater, getting up over an inch. The number of areas that get the heavier rains, though, will be relatively limited. It depends on how quickly the front moves across the region. For the most part, though, there is potential for a greater rainfall to occur with this second event than with the one that passes through the region today. And there's a fair chance that we'll see another short-term period of drying that occurs after that system passes through, and that should put us back in the fields again after a short period of drying. Temperatures are expected to run in a seasonable range most of this week. I expect to see the daily highs primarily in the range of 60s and lower to a few middle 70s. There will be a chance for some temperatures a little bit warmer ahead of our frontal systems as they occur, but for the most part, it'll be a seasonable range. And our low temperatures at night are expected to fall back mostly into 30s and 40s across the northern parts of the region, and 40s and some 50s will occur in the south. And then we'll look for next week's weather to turn cooler across a big part of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.